USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After the death of George Floyd, an unarmed black man who was being detained by Minneapolis police, riots broke out across the country. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It's not for lack of planning. It was not a wanton. Weren't you ready for this? Yes, and we put a force on the ground when I asked them. This is larger than anything that has ever been deployed with the most qualified troops on there, and you're still seeing people say, where are they? There is a finite number of folks that can go out there. That's why we have to, and I think about it with these people. So we just say everything is locked down.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden gave word on video that he spoke to Floyd's family.
Again, to George's family, thanks for taking the time to talk to me. I promise you, we do everything in our power to see to it that justice is had.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt. Call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Two astronauts are on their way on a historic flight to the International Space Station.
Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA, go SpaceX. Godspeed, Bob and Doug.
NASA astronauts Bob Behnken and Doug Hurley made it safely into orbit in the Crew Dragon. SpaceX is now the first privately owned company to fly humans to the International Space Station. This marks the first time NASA has launched a spacecraft from U.S. soil in nearly a decade. Faced with the coronavirus pandemic, President Trump says he'll postpone the meeting of the Group of Seven Nations until the fall. Former Vice President and current presidential candidate Joe Biden will rally Maine Democrats during an online event this weekend. Also scheduled to appear, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. The 2020 state convention that was supposed to be this weekend in Bangor was canceled because of the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Many workplaces are being dramatically changed after being stifled from the coronavirus pandemic. USA's John Clemens reports.
In a survey taken by the outplacement service Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, many workers believe they'll continue working from home.
We found that about 28% of companies that we surveyed are planning to make at least some of the jobs within their company permanently work from home going forward.
That is Andrew Challenger of Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, who also tells us companies have learned lessons about their employees.
Many companies are finding that they have been able to be quite productive during this period.
The commercial real estate market will soon be taking a big hit.
This is a nightmare scenario. You very well may see companies leaving those large office spaces.
Some people have been throwing their stimulus checks in the trash. USA's John Hunt has more.
Starting last week, the Treasury Department and the IRS started sending out economic impact payments in regular white envelopes that could be confused for junk mail. Almost 4 million people, including those who did not have a bank account on file, will be getting their stimulus checks in the form of a debit card. The only problem is the debit cards come in an envelope that says Money Network Cardholder Services and does not bear any federal markings. To help taxpayers identify the card, the IRS said the cards will bear the Visa logo and are issued by Meta Bank.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.